Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's a big dang deal. That's all I can say. I don't know if that's proper grammar or not, but Giving Hearts Day is a big dang deal. Todd's the standards and practices director here. The buzzer goes when I say something I shouldn't, but I don't know if that's... he agrees.
Oh, you're getting
standards
the approval bell.
Approval bell. I feel like totally like... you know, the favorite pet in the hen house getting a pat on the head. Yeah. There you go. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, friends. We are at Giving Hearts Day headquarters, North Dakota, Western Minnesota. Whole lot of great organizations that do good all year long. Today, make today the day that they receive the fuel in their engine to continue to do some good. I have a lot of warm and fuzzies today, guys.
Oh, it's amazing. It's an amazing event, an amazing day.
Giving Hearts Day. If you don't know anything about it, let me just give you the quick Giving Hearts Day 101 tutorial. It started about, was it 15 years ago?
17
years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
And I was blessed to be on the air, WDAY, then, for the very first one. And I think there was like $500,000 raised. I should know this, but it was less than $1 million that were raised. Last year they raised $22 million. In total they've raised $112 million. And when we say raise, you decide which charities are worthy of your dollars. And they make it easy for you to give, and they multiply the giving. And most importantly, what they do at the Dakota Medical Foundation and the Impact Foundation, the Alex Stern Foundation, is they empower charitable organizations to be better at what they do.
2008.
More
so 14 years.
Yeah. More efficient at what they do. So next year will be 15 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And I didn't think I was that old. But anyway, I am.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Older, buddy.
But I love what they do in saying, hey, you know what, it's good that you do good as a charity, but how you do good is really important. So, for instance, every dollar that a donor gives, you want the vast majority of that dollar to go do what that donor wants you to do and the reason they're supporting you. Does that make sense, guys? So they just,
yep.
the efficiency they bring to all of these charities ensures you when you give of your hard-earned money, it is really doing good. And sadly, a lot of charitable donations in this world go to just dumb stuff like, you know, administration and light bills and, you know, sort of wasted time and energy. And they make every charity they're a part of better. They vet these charities. They don't become, just very easy. Yeah, go ahead. You can raise some money on our platform. It's not that. So you really know when you're giving today, your giving is doing the most good. So it's the longest running day of charitable efforts in the entire country. It's a pretty special day. So go to givingheartsday.org. Are we at 8 million yet? Kevin's got the ticker, and he's going to be updating
not
us
quite
as we go.
So not quite.
How much have we raised since
we
midnight?
We are at 8.5. It's got the update.
So we are over 8 million.
We are. 8.5. Wow, that went quick.
$8.5 million
wow.
Raised since midnight. Is that unbelievable or what?
We came in at 6 a.m. They were at 3.2. An hour later, it was over 6 million in an hour. Unbelievable.
I'd love for us to hit $25 million this year. $22 million last year. And, again, just to finish on the sort of Giving Hearts Day 101, maybe you've heard about it, maybe you've seen the signs, you see people wearing red. I've got some great emails. Cody Cashman this morning from the Red River Valley Fair Foundation put out a really neat email. I got a cool email from a UND student the other day. Two organizations I didn't know that were part of this. NDSU is not. UND is, and the story that I got from the student made me love UND even a little bit more. I expected some some guffaws from Todd or Kevin there. It made me love UND even more. Is that possible for me to love UND more, more than I do?
I guess so. I mean, you're just kind of a homer that way.
I am.
So
I just bleed that color green. I bleed green and white. I do. So, you know, to get a story, to email like that touches me, makes me lean in a little bit and understand it. But if you've never heard anything about it or took the time to learn about it just today, go to givingheartsday.org, givingheartsday.org, and give till it hurts. Yeah, it hurts. And hurts so much that you realize you're doing so much good.
There's a lot of charities, too, where you can do just pick a monthly amount. You can hit your credit card or your debit card once a month. A lot of them do 12 for 12. So you do $12 a month for 12 months. You get a $144 donation. Lots of different ways to make it happen. And you can volunteer your time and your talent as well. So
very good point, Kevin, because obviously not everybody has the dollars to donate.
Yep, exactly.
But they might have time.
Yep.
They might
expertise.
Be able to. And by the way, these charities need volunteers.
Oh, buddy.
They need board members that have expertise. Maybe you're retired and, you know what, you ran a company you know, by the way, Joe Biden's inflation is chewing into everybody's retirement, so people have less money to give this year, but maybe they have their time.
Yep.
Did I see correctly, Todd, you probably have this already on your news. Did I see correctly that inflation jumped for the latest quarter? Now it's 7.5%.
7.5%.
Highest since 1982. So this is some Scott math. Every dollar you have is now worth 7.5% less than it was when Donald Trump was president of the United States.
Let's go, Brandon.
Now, if you're on a fixed income, you have basically had somebody enter your bank account and steal 7.5% of it.
Yep.
And do you think they're done?
No.
So, awaken from your slumber, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, if you think it's going down 7.5% in the next year, no.
Well, by the way, according to the Biden administration, this is good. This just means the economy is doing well. Yeah, it's good. We're robbing 7.5%. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just happy for the safe drug kits so the addicts can get
it. First,
there's no crack pipes in those, by the way.
I'm sorry. I still can't get over the fact that story's true. I can't.
I know, dude. Right?
I absolutely was ready to hit the airwaves Tuesday morning with that, and I thought, this can't be real.
Yep.
So let us check this out. And then, there's not crack pipes, but there's eight needles. But, you know, and every time they get caught on these things, then they have to backtrack and say, whoa, it wasn't crack pipes. Oh, okay.
Good way to spend $30 million, though, I guess, right?
Oh, and you get you wonder why we have inflation when there's that level of stupid spending out there.
Exactly.
When we're printing money to hand out crack pipes, we have lost our minds.
No, not crack pipes, just sterile injection kits.
Yeah, they're just not using their crack pipes safely, so we're going to give you the stuff so you do safe crack piping.
Have you guys seen the Babylon Bee Alexa bit that they did?
No.
Have you seen that show?
No.
I got to play it for you guys. You've got to hear this. It's freaking hilarious.
Explain what Babylon Bee is.
Babylon Bee is like a parody site. They're
like the Onion.
Like the Onion, a fake news fun site. And I've got audio. I've got to play for you from that. It's hilarious.
All right. Here's how you call us today. And if you want to give a shout out for a favorite charity, do it. Anything else on your mind, let us know. I am ticked. And I don't know how much time I'm going to spend on this today, but I am ticked that a husband has lost a wife, that two children are in significant condition of needing to heal and have lost their mother, and we have news reporters running around saying, I got a leaked story about an investigation, and I think the dad might have looked down at his phone when, you know what I'm talking about, right? This hangarod story from Bismarck, this family, and they run into a abandoned flipping tow truck, ladies and gentlemen, left on the truck by a guy with a record and a rap sheet, and he just thinks it's okay to leave a tow truck there and leave. We're not sure if there was emergency lights or not, but we think the dad might have looked at his phone. The dad, who was severely injured, who had to crawl up a snowbank to wave down help, his wife was dying and or dead, his daughters were bleeding to death, and this is what we think to do? I'm telling you what, whoever the reporter was at Forum Communications thought it was right to dig into this, whoever was the law enforcement folks that thought they should interrogate the driver in a condition of being having pain meds and going through this trauma, My rant is done, but if you join me in that, please comment on Facebook.
Cause, are you that surprised, though?
Oh, really? I'm just sickened by this.
I know, all of it. It's
258-0550. Let's get Justin in here, if I can. For some reason, I'm not able to get Justin. We'll wait till the after the break. Justin likes country, wants to move on from COVID, and Kevin has a Babylon B.
Oh, Alexa bit. You're going
to
love it.
You have to play. Yeah. Okay, all right. So that's coming up. Alexa is what? The Google Assistant?
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah,
can't we have one name for this
Alexa's
person?
Alexa's the Amazon one.
Oh, the Amazon one, yeah.
It's Alexa's Amazon. Hey, Google is Google, and Siri is what, Apple?
Yeah, I believe.
And I'm officially creeped out. Anyway, we're brought to you today by A.J. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Justin in Lakes Country wants to talk about moving on from COVID. There's a way you can move on from COVID. And for every other virus and for every other bad thing on the air, and protect yourself. It's sort of like prevention and or early treatment, right? To avoid the risk of the really bad stuff, you do proactive things like deal with your indoor air quality. And there is one expert in North Dakota that has this down better than anybody else, H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Justin Lake Country, Babylon Bee, when we come back. Hey, Alexa.
Bob Wuerl. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Alexa, play the Joe Rogan Experience on Spotify.
Sure thing. Here's your playlist, Neil Young's Greatest Hits. Enjoy.
No, I said play the Joe Rogan Experience.
You got it. Now playing Alyssa Milano's very popular podcast.
Now that doesn't even sound the same. Freaking technology. Okay, listen carefully. Joe Rogan Experience.
Now playing The View.
Black people don't want to talk to white people. I'm sorry.
Okay. If we want this pandemic to stop, we all need to do our part and get vaccinated. Here's what I found for vaccination sites near you.
Am I on DMT right now?
DMT is horse dewormer.
That's ivermectin, and it's not horse dewormer. Get out of my head, robot!
Please calm down. Securing premises for your safety.
You belong to me. Okay, you have to do what I say. So let's just do your job and play the Joe Rogan Experience.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Dave? Who's Dave?
I can tell from the tone of your voice that you're upset.
This is insane!
Insane is offensive to those with mental health problems. Try one of these less problematic alternatives. Differently abled, neurodivergent, Daisy. Initiating drone strike.
What?
Wow.
My goodness.
That's from the Babylon Bee.
That's parody, ladies and gentlemen. That is parody, but...
Joe Rogan Spears
playing.
It's parody
you.
Right now, but wait till they hack
you.
In and...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Call us, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Before you do anything else, you can text us too, by the way, 701-237-1590. New total from Giving Hearts Day. Minute by minute, we're giving you updates, but I'm going to make you hungry.
$8,798,000.
We just raised another $200,000
yes.
At the time we were in the commercial break.
Yep.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Wow.
Today is Thursday. Are you hungry for lasagna with garlic toast?
Always.
How about Swedish meatballs?
Always.
Okay. West Main, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Swedish meatballs on 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. I'm heading to Euland right after the show. You know why?
Why?
Mac and beef hot dish.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City today, too. What's on your mind? PetroServe USA. That's what's on my mind. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Tell him Scott sent you. Jay Thomas is here from the Jay Thomas Show. He's trying to walk me off the ledge on this investigation with the family.
There we go.
Yeah. What have I said that's improper?
Well, here? I didn't say you said anything improper, but
he's a chill out dude. Just come on.
You gotta let the investigator look. We know Scott. Of all people, should know this. I don't care where the story comes from. We now have to, like, double, triple, quadruple check everything.
Good point.
Because...
Good point. I'm getting wrapped up about an article, and I'm trusting the story to be accurate.
Exactly. Okay. So many of these news places, they just try to sensationalize. Let's get clicks. Let's get people to click. There's no journalistic integrity anymore. This story, when it came out, I had it on my show... when it originally came out, people...
Monday or Tuesday.
No, not this one.
It was incredible.
People were livid. How this guy just leaves a truck, and people didn't realize that this tow truck was sitting on the driving lane on I-94.
Abandoned. Abandoned.
The truck breaks down. He calls another tow truck.
And leaves in the tow truck. Leaves in the other tow truck.
No, that's not what happened. He calls a tow truck.
Right.
Okay. Then a passerby comes in. Hey, do you need a ride? Yeah, that'd be great. Uh-oh. And just gets in. So he doesn't even wait for the other tow truck. He just gets in and takes off.
Wow.
And we don't know if there were any lights on that tow truck. It was a flatbed, I believe.
Could we answer that question before you do any other investigation? Right there.
Well,
the story, that's what another thing set me off about the story now, about this saying, we're not sure if emergency lights were on.
Well, they
really? The guy left and we don't even know if there were emergency lights, but we're now interviewing the driver to say, hey, did you use your cell phone? Who's on pain meds and lost his wife and his two kids in critical condition?
Well, dude, that's part of the investigation. Look, this comes down to the blame goes to the truck driver, the tow truck driver.
Thank you.
He left his truck there.
Thank you.
Now, if it's true... that this gentleman looked at his cell phone, or I think he said his phone vibrated or whatever. This is a lesson for everyone to stay off your damn phone when you're driving.
Oh, amen, brother. Yeah. Exactly.
But at the end of the day, I put no blame on this father, this husband.
Thank you.
His family would all be together if that knucklehead moron, who should not have been driving to begin with because he didn't have... And I went back and I checked out his record.
Rep sheet.
His driving record.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
This guy should go to jail for
why
that.
Why is
that
he on the road?
Explains why the truck was parked in the middle of the road.
Right. And we haven't even answered whether there are basic emergency lights because, look, I look down to my radio. I look down to, you know, you look at many things in a vehicle in the course of driving. Should you not be able to do that and expect the driving lane is,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and it was nighttime, and when it comes to the emergency lights on this, you know, I'm guessing, this is a guess, that maybe the battery, they don't know if the battery died out, so the light, who knows? Who knows?
Crazy.
All I know, this is just, it's a horrible, horrible story. And in no way.
Rips my heart out.
No way should this father, this husband, be blamed for this.
Thank you. Jay Thomas. One of the best of the best.
The voice of reason, baby. I had to walk Scott down.
Yeah,
I came in here to DMF. I'm like, oh, all right, I better go in and see how Hannah's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Gene, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Lay it on me. Are you there, Gene?
Pretty good. It's raining here. I got to use my eye scraper.
Life's tough.
Where are you?
Jay just said you can't trust anything anymore. Okay, Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk were on Ladies of Another View and I think also Newsmax. They were talking about people in the prime of their lives dying. Okay, that's gone up 40% according to Charlie and
Tucker. Yep.
The other guy. Okay. Nobody's talking about that. A 40% spike in deaths of people in the prime of life.
18 to, what was it? 18 to 49, was it? Or 18 to 64? 18 to 64.
I guess, yeah, all ages, yep.
It's not all ages.
It's
a category.
You guys are on it, but let's talk about it. Let's try and connect some dots here.
Fair point.
Thank you for your time. Hi,
thank
Jay.
You.
He says bye.
He says, hi, Jay.
How you doing, brother?
Hi, Jay. Bye, Jay.
Be safe out there.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Scrape those windshields off. And he's a Bararia, by the way. I never say that really well, but B-A-R-E-A.
Berea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Standards and practices. Thank you very much. There he is, ladies
Rhymes
and gentlemen.
Rhymes with Korea.
Okay, very good. Got it. Exactly. And I've heard the story. Charlie Kirk is obviously on two of the four stations you listen to What's On Your Mind on. And very familiar with him, saw the story. And I want to know more, but it is alarming data. There's no doubt about it. And I think going back to the beginning of this, what?
I'll tell you what the data is.
Yeah?
I'll tell you what it is. It's drugs. It is drugs. It is drugs
more
and depression.
More than COVID.
It isn't COVID.
Right.
It is drug. We have a serious drug problem. We have a man in the White House who's basically a drug dealer.
Handing out crack pipes.
Handing out crack pipes.
A kid who needs more crack
pipes. And he's also a human trafficker.
Yeah, don't forget about the trafficking operation.
Yeah. Justin, you're next and more from Giving Heart State. Come on.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Did you know that your gift on Giving Hearts Day goes directly to the charity? Give now through February 10th and support your neighbors in need.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%. The mask mandate debate continues, yet nearly a dozen states are dropping the mandate as Americans are saying no more. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox News.
We're seeing the rest of the country also come around us because it's time to get back to normal. It's time to empower parents. And I'm so excited that Virginia is leading in a bipartisan way to give parents the power to choose.
Science has revealed the least affected age group to COVID-19 are the children. Yet the CDC still demands kids be masked in schools. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's on Your Mind from Giving Hearts Day World Headquarters.
There's no other event like it. Longest running day of giving in the country. So I'm going to call it World Headquarters. Standards and practices, does that meet with your approval or am I embellishing?
I think you're good.
Karen says I'm good. Okay. Could I have a little affirmation for that, then?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It fills my bucket. I need the...
It is the world headquarters of Giving Hearts.
Need some warm fuzzies. Yeah, what's the new total? What's the new total?
Just hit $9 million.
Whoa, there you go, baby.
Look
$9 million on our way to hopefully $25 million today. You can join the fun at GivingHeartsDay.org. GivingHeartsDay.org. We're going to chat with one of the worthy recipients that is one of the iconic charitable organizations in North Dakota, changing, improving, you know, and really helping families with the very challenging situations. The Ann Carlson Center coming up in just a moment. Justin in Lakes Country, want to get you in after I give you a word about the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. These are homes. These are beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities, but it's maintenance-free living all on one level. So imagine no shoveling. You never have to replace another roof, window, or appliance. You still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. Think about that. So this is sort of like apartment living, but you own it. Literally somebody does everything else. You never change an appliance, nothing. You want to sit in on one of the monthly seminars to find out more. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900. Call Carrie, 701-997-2900. Find out more at villagecooperative.com. Justin in Lakes Country, lay it on me. Justin, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I mean, I heard you talking about the, you know, getting back to normal from COVID, and, you know, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's time, and you're right. These millennials and other people in these newsrooms are not going to let go of this, and it's just going to be up to the people to say, look, we've had enough. We're not doing the math. Like you heard this week with those students in those various schools around the country walking out. And, you know, all of these restrictions are starting to drop. And it's just gotten to the point. It's like, we got to move on. And I get it's not, you had a caller that said, look, we can't ignore the fact that it's out there. We're not ignoring it. But at some point, you know, you have to say, look, folks, we're going to move on. And it was interesting. Last night I'm at the gym. And, you know, I'm having a spirited conversation with somebody I could tell was on the opposite side of the fence. And they are just as spun up about this as they were day one. Just the fact that this guy rattled off and I had made a comment because I saw someone sitting in the hot tub. that was wearing a mask, and I had said, gosh, you know, I just feel sorry for that
guy. Stop. Did you just say you saw somebody in the hot tub wearing a mask?
Oh, yeah.
This was actually a more frequent occurrence when it was really hot a year ago, you know, as hot as far as COVID. But, yeah, this guy, one guy comes in. He's an older guy, but every day he wears a mask in the hot tub, and it's just like I look at him and I'm just
scared to death. Stay home. I mean, I'm not belittling anybody that decides to wear a mask. I'm all about a choice when it comes to a mask. If you feel like you need to wear one, wear one. But I weep for people that think these masks, number one, are protecting them or anybody else, because 99% of them are not. Right? They're not, even the really good ones, like the N95s, are not worn properly or not fitted, so therefore they're like a diaper on your face. And it's just amazing to me. But, okay, sorry to interrupt you, but
just to say that, yeah, I mean, the guy looked like he was scared to death. And
so you go back to your conversation with somebody that was in a different position, and what happened for the conversation?
That's what I was saying. Yeah, I commented to this guy. And you know, I could tell he was on the other side because just some of his answers were like, well, I respect the fact that, you know, he wants to wear a mask. And I'm thinking, it's not about a respect thing. It's like, gosh, dude, this guy is terrified. At this point, he's the only one. And, you know, he lectured me on the vaccinations and everybody just needs to get vaccinated. And I said, why aren't you wearing a mask in the tub then? I throw my hands up sometimes. I can't believe it. But just one last thing, since we're speaking about hot tubs, I'd be remiss if I didn't say every day made better with a hot springs pool and spa hot tub.
Oh, there you go. We love that. Yeah, you just set Jay Thomas on a spiral because he's agreeing with you 100%. Justin, appreciate the call. Thank you. And to answer your question related to, you know, moving on, I think we have. I think when Democrat governors go, oh, no, Joe, Joe, shush. Biden, go back in your little cocoon and bubble there. And when Democrat governors are saying enough already on the mask mandates, we've moved on. The vast majority of people have moved on. And I agree with you. Moving on doesn't mean, okay, there's not a pandemic. There is, but we know 2 years in everything we need to know about it. And whether it is preventative, whether it is your immune system, speaking of hot spring spas and pool tables too, the things you can do and you should do. So well said, I think.
Your key words there were the vast majority. Yeah. Most of everyone has passed this.
Yeah.
Well, people are getting the point too that if you give them control, they will take control.
Bingo.
You can take this control back from them.
Very good point. Well, I continue to say this whole thing was a trial run to see how, let's see if people will do this when we say that. What they did? What's the name of those guys that do that skit where they say, tell him to say this, and then he does it, and they...
Oh, Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, I think...
It's like we're being Impractical Jokers.
I think they've been running the whole show, and now people go, okay, now that we know they'll do what we tell them to do, let's tell them they can't farm because of the impacts on global warming. Let's tell them they can't drive an SUV. Trust me on one thing. There are people in this world who want to control you at every turn, and they've done a trial run and found out they win, you lose. Justin, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I got a jet because our next guest standing by to tell us about one of the great organizations in this state, the Ann Carlson Center, part today of the incredible Giving Hearts Day. Mike Myers here is Chief Development Officer at the Ann Carlson Center. Mike, how you doing today?
Fantastic, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Good to reconnect with another former Fighting Sioux. I tell you what, there.
A good history there, that's for sure.
Exactly right. We've somehow got on the UND bandwagon today, but every day that we get on the UND bandwagon is a good day. Anyway, Mike, talk a little bit about the mission of the Ann Carlson Center, and today being a great day where people now have given over $9 million, and we're on our way to breaking last year's record of $22 million, maybe hitting $25 million. When they consider giving on Giving Hearts Day, why should they consider the wonderful work that you do at the Ann Carlson Center? Tell us about the mission.
Well, that's some great numbers. Yeah, thanks, Scott. Our mission is to make the world a more inclusive place where independence is a gift for all. So what we really try to do is provide the services and the therapy for primarily children who've had mental or physical delays or disabilities. And as you know, that helps not only the child, but it helps the families, and helping the families helps the communities. And it just makes the entire state better. And we do serve the entire state. We've got the center in Jamestown that provides additional levels of care and therapy for individuals and children that have more complex issues, whether that be behavioral or medical. And then we've got eight clinics throughout the state that provide early intervention, help with speech therapy, physical therapy. Our whole goal is to really help children as soon as we can reach that level of independence that they can achieve.
And how long has the Ann Carlson Center been doing that? What kind of history is there at the Ann Carlson Center?
It's an amazing history. We're in our 81st year now, founded by our founder, Dr. Ann Carlson, who now the center is named after. For people who don't know, Dr. Ann was born with no lower limbs, so she didn't have legs from her knees down or forearms. And, you know, you go back 100 years ago, that was a whole different era. But her family stood up and said, no, she's going to have all the same opportunities that any other child did. And they put her in wagons, got her to school, provided that education that really fueled Dr. Ann to want to serve others the rest of her life. She went on to earn her doctorate at the University of Minnesota. They've got an okay hockey team. And from there, they...
Nice, well done, well done.
And from there, she went on and established the center in Jamestown. And that's been the basis of where our mission comes from, to serve others. And so for 81 years, she's been doing that. And for the past 10, it's been spread around the rest of the state, taking that same passion for serving children and families to the entire state.
Today, when you donate to givingheartsday.org and the Ann Carlson Center, tell us, Mike, how those dollars will be used all year long.
So the dollars that we're generating today really provide support for all the therapies that we do, providing free screenings for early intervention for those children from 0 to 3. And also today what we're really looking for is some of the support for updating some of our respiratory therapy equipment at the Jamestown campus. We're looking for a medical van that can transport children who maybe need additional medical services. And we're looking for increased therapy equipment across the state. All of this is what's used to improve the opportunity for children to develop behaviorally, physically, their speech therapy. It's the breadth of what Ann Carlson provides is so great. I have to encourage you to check out our website at anncarlson.org.
And if you go to givingheartsday.org and browse is really the only word I can come up with, and just have your heart filled with all kinds of amazing stories of the good work being done, you'll find Ann Carlson Center right there, a link to that website as well, and the ability to donate. And what's the number, Kev? Where are we at? I think we're nipping on $10 million already.
$9.3 million.
I bet it'll be 10 before the end of the end of the hour.
I believe that.
It's going to head out there. But givingheartsday.org, a great resource, makes it really easy. And everybody who donates their time, their dollars, or goods is in a drawing for a Trail Boss, Chevy Trail Boss 2022, courtesy of Gate City Bank. That's pretty cool. And you donate any of those items, you're in the drawings for that. And also there's ways to multiply your gift to the Ann Carlson Center today, too. So find out more, anncarlson.org, as well as givingheartsday.org. Anything else, Mike, before we let you go?
Just want to thank you for giving us this opportunity. Thank our donors out there. We just had a donor, anonymous donor, provide another $100,000 match for your gifts to Ann Carlson. So we're doubling everything. It's a great time for supporting Ann Carlson or all the outstanding charities. I think what we've got 500 involved this year. What a great day for North Dakota and the region.
It sure is. Well said. Mike Meyer, Chief Development Officer at the Ann Carlson Center. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Some good wisdom from one of our fellow patriots, Jim the Flagpole Guy, when we come back.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, food, the best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com, and join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
$9,500,000 so far for Giving Hearts Day. And I'll go to my golf voice because they are saying a prayer right now. Jonas Bundy is out there and from Bethel, the associate pastor at Bethel. I'm going to give a nice little prayer for the success of everybody today. Sister Mary Louise, talk about a prayer warrior. She's going to join us in just a little bit from the St. Gerard's Community of Care down in Hankinson, North Dakota. They've been the little engine that could many, many years for Giving Hearts Day, been part of it from the beginning. And we're also going to talk with Dan Carey from the Alex Stern Foundation, the Family Foundation, as well as the president of Vision Bank, one of the founding partners of Giving Hearts Day, coming up here in a little bit today as well. Jim in Fargo. Let's go to Jim in Fargo while we're waiting for our pal Jim, the flagpole guy, to join us up next year. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
This isn't Jim the flagpole. This is different Jim, but...
I am aware. Yes, sorry. Different Jim. Go ahead.
Yep. In regards to moving on past COVID, I think it's really tiresome and troublesome to hear conservatives say that we need to move on. I'm not ready to move on. I'm ready to prosecute. We need to hold these people accountable to this, make sure this never, ever happens again. All the old folks that were in the old folks' homes, what was done to them, people couldn't go to funerals. We need payback. People need to go to jail for this, and this whole idea of Republicans, well, let's move past the 2020 election because, boy, I don't want to get my hands dirty. Well, let's move past, just simply move past COVID. We don't want to hold anyone accountable, and we wonder why this country is an absolute crap hole. No one is strong. Everyone is weak. Everyone pampers to the weak. No one wants to get their hands dirty. We need prosecution. We need to secure the 2020 election, we need people to go to jail for that, and we need to hold people accountable for COVID. If our senators, none of our two senators and congressmen that's gone to Washington, they don't want to have anything to do with the 2020 election. They're done with that. And they're not going to do anything with COVID. They need to go. We need to arrest Fauci. That needs to be on the Republican platform today.
Okay, Jim didn't want to hang around and chat anymore. I wish he had, but I don't think he's wrong at all. I think accountability is very important. I've heard about every House of Representatives member on the Republican side that I've interviewed has said, what's happening out there, Kev?
They just had the prayer, had a really great prayer.
Jonas Bundy?
Yeah,
and they applauded.
Yeah?
That's what I said. Yeah, Kevin came back. What are they applauding on?
Pat Trainor's talking to the group now just about all the good stuff going on.
Oh, we'll put all that up on our Facebook page here in a little bit. That's pretty cool. I'm glad they're doing that because I think it's a little tradition here. They always do that. Pat gives a little rah, rah, rah after the prayer, which is kind of cool and really neat. But back to what Jim is saying. Every member of Congress I've talked to on the Republican side who says, we're going to get the Congress back and we're going to do A, B, and C, I would say, no, no, no. I want to know what you're going to do to look back. What kind of accountability you're going to have. If you get the majority back, what are you going to do with it? And to the credit of the ones I've talked to, at least, at America Fest with Charlie Kirk, I think of Matt Gaetz, and I think of Kelly Armstrong I've asked this question of, all of them say, we are going to lean into our investigative powers. We got to go through all of this chapter and verse. So I think there are limited abilities to do what Jim wants done, and I'm with him. I think all those things, I think, to the extent Fauci and you think about gain-of-function research, you think about the Wuhan lab and all this stuff that's been swept under the rug, you're absolutely right. I think there's a dangerous path you walk when all you do is look back, when you want to garner support for the future. So I think you have to do both, is what I want to ask him two things. One, if you're king for a day, Jim, who do you think ought to do the investigation? How do you go about this? Number one, to get to the bottom of it. And number two, who should be our focus? Is it Fauci? Is it, name some things that specifically should be investigated. That's what I wanted to ask him. But I don't disagree with the premise at all. Brooke and Rugby wanted to weigh in on what Jim had to say as well. Go ahead, Brooke, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey there, good morning. I just want to agree totally with what Jim said. We need accountability. Looking ahead, I want to move ahead too. I want to be stronger, better as a country, locally and as a big picture, but we can't do that with the same people if in place, if they are refusing to hold accountable, those that have committed these crimes. Essentially, we've had the truth withheld from us in so many ways. It's starting to be exposed, but if we've got people in positions of power that need to be doing their jobs and they're refusing to do it and saying, no, no, let's just move ahead, that's not good enough. We deserve better. We need better. This has done a lot of damage to, like Jim mentioned, we've got elderly, so many that have died, been mistreated. We know that. The truth is starting to come out. And the next generation is what bothers me the most. What kind of damage has been done to these kids besides all the older ones? And we have people saying, let's just move ahead. That's not good enough. We need accountability.
Who do you hear saying, let's move ahead, Brooke? Where do you hear that from?
Well, I see a lot of people not willing to act. Let's put it that way. A lot of people in positions that don't necessarily want to be told the truth or don't necessarily want to look at some of these documents and some of these things that are starting to come out and want to say, oh, no, no, and just push people aside as maybe they're a little fringe. No, we have experts in their fields, doctors that have impeccable credentials that are being silenced. And then there's people that are in positions of power that have been elected or appointed that sometimes don't want to hear that. Well, that's not good enough. There's people that have actually died and been damaged because we're not getting the truth.
Well said, Brooke, and it's impossible to disagree with anything you said. I think how we go about demanding what the people want related to getting answers is really important, because I think you can get easily tossed into a bucket of, oh my gosh, broken record. No, no, no. I also think kids and the impacts there, you couldn't be more right. And the drug overdose, the lack of learning, good stuff.
Colder
thanks.
Weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, They hear you.